pathway on North Korea. Tillerson said U.S. efforts are focused on getting North Korea to engage in talks. USA Radio News.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
The latest jobless numbers are out. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
The Labor Department reporting that 232,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, 12,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. Economists had been expecting to see about 240,000 people filing first-time claims last week. The biggest jumps in claims were in Kansas, Missouri, and Pennsylvania. The states with the sharpest declines were California, Delaware, and Tennessee. I'm Chris Barnes.
Arizona Republican Senator John McCain defending his colleague Jeff Flake after harsh criticism from President Trump. Trump tweeted today that Senator Flake is weak and toxic. McCain fired off a tweet calling Flake a principled legislator who's always done what's right for Arizona. Republican Flake has been highly critical of Trump. He's up for re-election next year. Trump chaired a Republican primary challenge to Flake. McCain said his state needs Flake's leadership now more than ever. USA Radio News.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
White House Special Advisor Steve Bannon slamming white supremacists in an interview. Chris Barnes with more.
Steve Bannon calling white nationalists and so-called alt-right groups a collection of clowns and losers. Bannon tearing into people that he called ethno-nationalists in the interview published on Wednesday in a liberal magazine, American Prospect. While Bannon makes those comments now, when he was executive chair of Breitbart News before he joined the Trump campaign, he had described Breitbart as the platform of the alt-right. I'm Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence cutting short a trip to South America to return to Washington.
Vice President Mike Pence will return to Washington, D.C. so he can join the president for a meeting at Camp David. The discussion there is expected to cover the administration's South Asian policy, including the tensions with North Korea. In Chile, Pence said that he and the president have been clear on the tragedy in Charlottesville, Virginia this weekend that left one person dead. However, Trump has been widely criticized for blaming both sides for the violence at a white supremacist rally.
Pittsburgh is the home of the nation's best tippers. Square, the San Francisco-based credit card processing company, compiled a list of the top tipping cities. It says Pittsburgh patrons tip an average of more than 17%, 0.3% more than Phoenix, which took the number two spot. The national average is just below 16.5%. Get more news and analysis online at usaradio.com.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones. Regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. We're loaded to bear today. Got a lot we've got to go over. I have to start off with this. One of the underlying themes, if you're new to the program, one of the things we try to teach everyone here in this great effort to dispel the conspiracy to keep people poor and stupid is that the business press, the news media, and how they covered Wall Street, how they cover investing, conventional wisdom, poison. Poison, poison, poison. And they like to poison people's minds. They like to get them moving and grooving. They want to keep you paying attention. They want to keep you tuned in. I read a story here. This is actually Wall Street Journal. Hot stock rally. Test the patience of a choosy lot. Value investors. And in this story, they were talking about value funds are on track to post their worst performance since before the financial crisis. Uh-oh. Da-da-da-da. Wow. You mean they didn't run through the roof like all the tech stocks did? Basic question, who decides to take a value portfolio and make that their entire portfolio? Who decides to make value stocks the entirety of their portfolio? That's not much of a portfolio, is it? They want you moving and grooving and trading and moving your money from point A to point B as many times as possible. All for what? All to try to, seeking alpha? All trying to get the highest level of return. And you've got all of these pundits and all of these wizards are smart out there that claim that they have it. They know what they're doing. They have the algorithm. They understand how it works. They're all liars. You know how much business I would generate? You know how many people would call in and want to become a client of Markowski Investments if I went on this radio program making exaggerated claims about market outperformance and the things that I said I could do, I claim I could do? Would it all be lies? Here, I own an investment firm. We manage money for people all over the world. I'm here to tell you I'm not special. I don't have a magic algorithm. There's no magic sauce here. I don't have any way where I'm going to be able to beat the market by 10 percentage points. That doesn't happen. When it does happen on rare occasion, it's kind of like one of those lunar eclipses. Doesn't come around much. You know, people, one of the things we've stressed to try to get across to people again and again and again, that everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. Do you think that the great fortunes were made via a gimmick? Do you think that wealthy investors, truly wealthy investors, do you think that they're sitting by their computer every single day looking to trade? Looking to move in and out of their positions? There's something to be said for value. Because you're seeing it now. Is value investing dead? What? That's like saying, is buying stuff on sale dead? No. Of course it's not. One must always look for value. I mean, this is just, it's not rocket science. I had a bloody conversation with my son this past week. We're working out at the gym. The whole concept of buying low and selling high. We've had a tremendous run-up in some of these technology companies. And I think that's great. They've done great. They've done well for our clients. But if you don't think that we've been taking money off the table, clipping here, nipping here, moving money down to some sectors that haven't done so well that are better priced, you're crazy. I mean, basically what these news articles are saying is that, well, you know what? It's all done now, guys. Value investing's over. You might as well just keep investing in tech stocks because they're going to keep going to the moon. Where have I heard that before? You know how many times in my career I've been called a loon or a nut job based upon what we tell people what to do? I mean, back in the 1990s, case in point, how many radio appearances, television shows that I go on warning people about the dot-com stocks and the ridiculous valuations that we were seeing? And I was an idiot. I didn't understand the new paradigm. Earnings don't matter anymore. It's a new economy. New. I mean, that's what the madmen do, to put in front of products to get people to buy it. New economy, yeah, 1999. What? Nothing's new. Nothing is different. Nothing's changed. It's like all of a sudden, hey, guess what? It's a new gravity. We got a new gravity now. It doesn't work. Listen, you can spell gravity for a period of time. I can take a ball and I can throw it into the air and hasn't come down yet. It's on its way up. But guess what? Eventually it's going to come back down. Remember, we used to do that in the carrier dome up at Syracuse, try to hit the roof with a lacrosse ball. People, nothing has changed at all. And this is the important part, because again, we're starting to see a lot of conversation now about when the stock market correction is going to come. And are we due for a sell-off? In stories like beneath the glow of stock market records, darkly bearish trends are lurking. That was an actual headline. And that read like something like a voiceover on a trailer for a movie. Beneath the glow of stock market records. Come on, man. Of course the market is going to correct. I don't know when, but it's going to. And when it does, we'll be ready and we'll take advantage of it like we do every other time. Do I go out and I buy myself a Glenn Beck seed bank and go out and buy gold coins because I think the market is going to correct or come back down? Come on. You know, people, there's a better way of handling your money. The one that will produce a lot less agita over your entire life. You can look that word up. It's an Italian thing. Stress, anxiety, agita. Why people subscribe to this and put themselves through this is absurd. And the reality is it's all in an effort to, again, look for a shortcut that's out there. I don't look for shortcuts in anything. I don't. I would say, and everything we do, we try to be as efficient as possible. That's not a shortcut. But again, that simple concept that I relayed earlier, everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. If you live by that rule, you'll be fine. You put together a nice goal-centric financial plan rather than I got to outperform the market's financial plan. There were years, people, where we didn't outperform the markets. At Markowski Investment. Some of those years were in the late 1990s. Did we do well? Sure. Did we outperform what the NASDAQ was doing? No. Why? Well, because I knew everything would come tumbling down eventually. Didn't know when, just knew it was going to happen. And when it did fall apart, we were fine. Because again, value. For crying out loud, people, everything has an intrinsic value. It's worth something. And I'd take a look at the prospectuses back during the 1990s. I'd take a look at these deals, and I'd say, you got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. This company is a joke. There's no way this company is going to make money. Oh, did the stock do well for a period of time? Sure it did. But is it around today? Nope. The same thing held true during the whole real estate run-up. Again, we're telling people here on the program it's getting out of control. I'm getting cold called by real estate agents telling me that I got to buy into pre-construction condos. I'm watching the price increases, which were patently absurd, warning everybody about it. But we didn't know what we were talking about because, the old thing, God's not making any more real estate. No, people, everything has a value to it. And value investing has not gone away. People, everyone needs to take a couple steps back. And again, if you've done well over the past several years, that's fantastic. It's fantastic. But are you also preparing? Are you also making the changes in your portfolio? Are you doing the old Mr. Miyagi, cut here, snip here, move the assets around? I don't know when correction is going to come. I have no idea. I really don't. Do I know it's going to come? Sure. Do I care? No. That's the difference. The end of the day, I don't look at what the Dow, the NASDAQ, or the S&P did. You want to know why? It doesn't matter to me, and it doesn't matter to my clients. That's just how we roll. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. is our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Take advantage of all of the great stuff we have at our site. Our latest white papers up there on the retirement crisis, along with free consultations with our certified financial planners, newsletter subscription, all sorts of great stuff. watchdogonwallstreet.com, or give us a call. We have a 24-hour day help hotline. That's 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. Don't go anywhere.
Today, we're talking about your budget and budget blinds.
People get so hung up on that word budget.
Listen, everybody's got a budget. Budget Blinds is all about getting the window coverings you really want at a price that fits your budget.
Right. They have exclusive designer styles, hundreds of choices.
And Budget Blinds gives you expert service. None of that do-it-yourself. The pros bring the showroom to you, then do it all. Measure and install.
What a relief.
That's style and service for every budget.
And right now, during their 25th anniversary celebration, it's the biggest sale of the year, with special upgrades and offers.
Explain the free upgrades, like the invisible tilt for shutters.
Make shutters look cleaner, more contemporary. Same with the free cordless upgrade on honeycomb shades. No cords. Look sleek and uncluttered.
I like that. Just call this number. It's easy to remember. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
855, then the name, Budget Blinds. Or go online.
BudgetBlinds.com.
Remember, budget means getting custom window coverings at a price that fits your budget. And remember, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-709-2413 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-709-2413. Again, that's 800-709-2413.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel.
888-794-1615. 888-794-1615. 888-794-1615. That's 888-794-1615.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This is what cracks me up. I don't know why, it just does. It's just it's the 80s, baby. Welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street show. All right. This is not good. American consumers, we just hit a not a very good milestone. We collectively have the most outstanding revolving debt, which is credit card debt, in U.S. history. $1.021 trillion in outstanding revolving credit as of June 2017. The previous record was back in April of 2008. Okay, what does this mean? Well, a couple things. I can hope and cross my fingers. The data isn't available, obviously. I wouldn't even know how they would go about calculating it for people like myself. I carry a ton of credit card debt for exactly 1 month. That's right, for 1 month, and I pay no interest. I use credit cards. I think credit cards are very useful tools for me to obviously manage my money. For accounting purposes, I don't like carrying around cash. Love credit cards. Love them. But I don't like interest rates. So you pay them in full. So, again, a lot of people don't even understand how credit cards make money. They also make money based upon transactions. And this is one of the reasons why a lot of merchants don't carry American Express, because American Express charges a greater percentage than the other card companies do per transaction. But anyway, neither here nor there. Revolving credit has been growing at an annual rate of 4.9%. 4.9%. Now, they talk about this and they say, well, you know, there's this cause for alarm. Okay, even if you feel that your debt is manageable right now, know that you could be one unexpected emergency away from real trouble. I'm gonna take that and I'm gonna throw that aside, and I'm here to tell you, if you are paying, and you know who I'm talking to, you know who you are out there. If you are paying interest on your credit cards, meaning that you are carrying a credit card balance, then you're in trouble. Let's be honest. Credit card interest rates go anywhere, what, 18, 30%, sometimes higher. Oh, I know, you can get some teaser rates that last for a short period of time. But do you have any idea how difficult that is to get out from underneath? You're in trouble. You're officially in trouble if you've got to go out and look for a loan, because that's what it is, a loan from 18 to 30%. Now, I know you get people out there, you get the whole Bernie Sanders crowd and rip into credit card companies for their, oh my God, look at what they're charging, confiscatory rates. Whoa. I come down on the big banks all the time. But you need to understand something here. A credit card loan is an unsecured loan. Credit card companies aren't going to come knocking on someone's door looking to repossess the flat screen television that you bought with the credit card that you're not paying back. It doesn't work that way. We live in a society, people, and it's unfortunately, and this is from my perspective, I've been doing this for a long period of time, it is getting worse instead of getting better. What I mean, what is getting worse? Keeping up with the Joneses. Social media has put keeping up with the Joneses on steroids. Got to have the bigger boat. Got to have the fancier vacation. Got to go to the fancier resort. I've got it because you know what? Everyone else has it. I've shared this story before here on the program. Actually, I've shared it more than once. And it hasn't changed. Nothing's changed. I have a version of this conversation I'm going to share with you on a regular basis, not just me, but my brothers as well. I mean, put yourself at my position. I'm sitting at my desk, or I'm meeting somebody out at a restaurant, or someone calls up, and these people have all the facade of wealth. Nice car, nice house, nice boat, membership at the golf club, nice clothes. Everything looks great on the outside. And they come in as a young couple, 30s. Early 40s, looking to get help, wanting to start saving for their kids' college, wants to really start thinking about retirement and putting some money away. And I start peeling back reality. And I see how expensive that house is and how little they put down, how little equity they have. The cars, not paid for, very expensive. Boat, making payments on that, the club. And then I take a look at the credit cards. 50, 60, 80, 90, sometimes over six figures in credit card debt. High interest debt. Now, I talked about value, first segment of the program, what we were capable of doing. I can't beat those rates. I'm not going to show 18 to 30% a year returns on investments. Every solar eclipse or so it may happen, but not that often. Do you honestly think that I'm capable of beating that? So I have to have a conversation. It's that, that moment, that come to Jesus conversation I have to have with people, where I have to explain to them that they have to change their way of life. They're going to have to do things differently. they're going to have to pay that credit card debt down, and they're going to have to find ways of doing it where they're going to have to cut back costs. And many times they'll be looking right at me. Oh, we got no, we you know, all our, we spend all our money. Well, then you're going to have to sell the cars. Then you're going to have to start rethinking the spending. And I'm here to tell you, okay, we're not that successful. This is the sad thing about this conversation. More often than not, people choose not to listen. They choose to keep doing what they've been doing. And then I hear stories later on about a couple got a divorce, whatever it may, and I know why. I know one of the reasons why. I've told the story before, but it's necessary. Let it be a lesson. Get your debt in order. Get your financial plan in order. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back. Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to be abused.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The United States stands ready to assist the people of Spain and find and punish those responsible.
Vice President Mike Pence talking about today's terrorist attack in Barcelona.
On this dark day, our prayers and the prayers of all the American people are with the victims, their families, and the good people of Spain.
Islamist group ISIS reportedly claiming responsibility now for the terrorist attack. Multiple media reports are saying the ISIS-linked news agency claims soldiers of the Islamic State carried out the attack that has left at least 12 people dead and dozens hurt. The attack happened when a van plowed through a crowd in the tourist area of Las Ramblas. The regional president of Catalonia says two people have been arrested. A third person has been killed in a shootout after the attack. Officials say several of the wounded are in critical condition, and it's likely the death toll will continue to rise. USA Radio News.
What makes one business rise above? Why do some grow while others simply maintain? Time after time, consistently successful businesses work smart. And when smart businesses need to hire, they do it on the job site that is the proven leader, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers five times more hires than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. Businesses that work smart choose partners that have proven track records. It's no wonder the 3 million businesses choose Indeed. To make it even better, right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing in relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site for smart companies like yours. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at 100inchamber.org.
Step off the train. I'm walking down your street again. And past your door.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
And now you disappeared. I know. I was going in a certain direction. I was planning on talking. I checked my email quickly during the break, and these are starting to add up. You know what? Change course, which I can do here, my show. I heard somebody so on the radio said, and there's going to be a recession, and somebody so said, you know, we could, you know, could be heading toward a recession. Things are going, you know, too high right now, too hot. I'm like, what? Recession? We've been basically in an extended, they don't call it a recession, but we've been basically in an extended recession, this so-called economic recovery, Obama recovery. Give me a break. We've been bouncing along the bottom. But then again, do I think we're heading toward a recession right now? No. Do I think we have the opportunity to see real economic growth, 3% plus economic growth? Yeah, if we can actually get some things done legislatively. If not, I think we'll just bounce along the bottom. But with that being said, what if? Well, so, you know, so what? So what? Let's say there is a recession. Come on, people. How many recessions have there been? I mean, what was this? Over the last, that was the National Bureau of Economic Research, the one who does the recessions are the ones that call it. They've been around for what now? What, almost 100 years. Got to be. 98, I'm trying to count. 98, 99 years, something like that. How many recessions have we seen? Countless. Has the world ended? Actually, here's a number. I just looked it up. There's been 33 recessions since 1854. 33 recessions since 1854. And you know what? It was all okay. No, we didn't have a zombie apocalypse. Nope. Stock market didn't go away. We're all still here. Listen, this again goes back to my point of value. And I said, let's pretend. Neighborhood of make-believe. I don't know. It's got, I mean, it's going to happen. We'll have another recession someday. But let's just say we get into a prolonged recession and profits are hit and stock prices are hit. But the companies that you owned were valued properly when you bought them. And obviously they're getting hit and, you know, they've come down like a lot of stocks have. But what companies do you think are going to be primed to do really, really well coming out of a recession? Of course, the ones that were on sale beforehand. And the ones that during the recession do the right thing and get their house in order. Because that's in essence what recessions are all about. It's about taking a good look at your business and saying, you know what? We'll do just fine without this. I actually equated to them here on the program as like the lymphatic system of the human body. Recessions are there to get the gunk out, to deal with all the issues. You know what? That part of our marketing program is not yielding us anything. We're slowing down. We're going to get rid of that. So recessions, you come out stronger. You know, that whole Nietzsche thing, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. That holds true for recessionary periods. So again, like I told you earlier on in the program, I don't care what the stock market does over the course of a day. I don't care what it does over the course of a week. I don't care what it does over the course of a month. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I also understand that economic cycles are going to come and go. And I know that my clients are prepared. If a recession comes, we'll be fine. We'll reassess. We'll take a look at some things. We'll look to obviously get some value. Maybe things will come down a little bit further. And you take advantage. Here's that saying. John F. Kennedy said it in a speech, and I forgot where he said it exactly. And there's been, you know, some question whether or not this statement is actually valid, but it sounds good. He said in a speech, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't have it in front of me. He said the Chinese language is made up of symbols. And he said the symbol for the word crisis is made up of two other symbols. One being danger, the other one being opportunity. Yeah, it can be dangerous, but boy, oh boy, most certainly could take advantage of it. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our website. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff right there. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
When it comes to new window coverings, everybody has a budget. And Budget Blinds is the one place that understands you and your budget perfectly. Budget Blinds provides more custom window coverings than anyone in North America because we think that everyone, at every budget, deserves beautiful style, expert service, our no-surprises pricing, and our no-questions-asked warranty. Right now, during our 25th anniversary celebration, you'll get an even better value during the biggest sale of the year. Special upgrades like invisible tilt bar on shutters, free smart fit, or a cordless option on honeycomb shades for a clean, uncluttered contemporary look. Book your free in-home consultation now. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get style and service that fit your budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime is a good time.
Good time
for the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym,
or a crowded elevator ride,
or golf,
or working with farm animals,
or a hard day's work,
like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
Director of Public Relations. No
we made up their mind.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. Some of the people have been following our program now for some time. A lot of people are aware. Some aren't. Actually, I get the occasional email or the phone call. I saw your article on The Hill, or I saw your article on Newsmax, or I saw you on TV. Yeah, I write columns for publications. Various different publications pick up some of my stuff. And yeah, I also do the guest appearance from time to time. Not so much TV anymore. It's a little difficult to get in and out of the studio with my time. I do a lot of radio interviews. And this past week, my people called up and they were like, hey, this industry rag wants to do an interview with you. And I really, like I said, I'm pressed for time. And I was like, I don't feel like doing an article for other advisors. I don't have time for this. So like, well, it's in regards to Social Security and pensions. And I was like, you know what? I'll do it. This article, and we'll put it up when it comes out. I think it's coming out early next week. It was in Think Advisor. And the journalist who was interviewing me for this, asking me all sorts of questions about Social Security and what I think about Social Security and what I would do to save Social Security and can it be saved and how I'm handling it with our clients. And we're going pretty good. And about maybe 75% of the way through, he stopped for a second. He's like, do you know that your opinion is completely different than every other advisor I spoke to? And I said, that doesn't surprise me. Doesn't surprise me. He said, you know, all these advisors out there, they're saying that nobody should really worry about Social Security. They'll always come to fix it in the end. And it's not that big of a deal and not to pay that much attention to it. And I started laughing. I said, who are these advisors? Bob Marley? Don't worry about a thing, because every little thing is going to be all right. Terrible Bob Marley impersonation, by the way. But nobody can really do him anyway. Are you kidding? I said, so these advisors are willing to risk their clients' future, basically price Social Security into their financial plan all by crossing their fingers? And I explained to him, I said, listen, we're different here. We're big believers at Markowski Investments in personal responsibility. I cannot in good conscience rely upon the government to take care of my clients. It says right there on your Social Security statement that, guess what? Payouts are going to be cut. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And I said, these advisors out there are extraordinarily irresponsible. We got a Republican Senate, House, and presidency, and they couldn't even get rid of Obamacare and fix that. And that's imploding right now. Well, what do you think about raising taxes? Listen, I'm fine. You want to raise the age? I get that. But then you're going to start raising people's taxes again, FICA taxes, and then you're going to hit businesses to an even greater degree. Sorry. I don't see it happening right now. Now with the current crop of characters in DC, they can't get anything done. So for me, and I I've been preaching this philosophy for over 20 years now. We tell our clients, yeah, okay, Social Security, you may get it, you may not, but we're going to plan on you not getting it. And when you do, well, you know what? It can be like a cherry on a sundae for you. But I'm not going to wait for these idiots in D.C. to fix this. You have got to be kidding me. There's Bob. See, I had a terrible impersonation. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Anyway, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. We'll be back.
We're jamming. The thing that jamming was a thing of the past. We're jamming.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Always honored to have you tuned in to the big program. We got to get to some ripoffs and scams here. And that is kind of go off the beaten track. I'll tie it all in. I happen to, well, first and foremost, I learned my lesson. I figured it out. Anybody have bouts of insomnia? I do. And when you've got to get up every day at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, it makes it rough. It makes it rough. And I, you know, when I kind of figured out when I get my bouts of insomnia are always Sunday nights. And I've come to the conclusion that I cannot watch Game of Thrones because I think it's like drinking 8 cups of coffee and it just keeps me up all night. So I'm going to try that this week. But anyway, I really brought that up. That same evening, I caught a little bit of, because I couldn't sleep, watched a little bit, and I don't normally watch his show. I watched a little bit of John Oliver's program, and he did an entire bit on Alex Jones, the radio show host, and it was funny. And he went into all of the ridiculous products that Alex Jones sells on his program, all these ridiculous vitamins. It's just, it's all BS. It's all big fugazi. But that's how he makes his money. That's how he makes his money. And he did a really funny, funny takeoff on the entire thing. And I got to say, a lot of talk show hosts do that. And one of the products that's sold often on talk radio is gold and silver. Also television as well. I mean, how many commercials on Fox News? I don't really watch much television news at all. As for, you know, some has-been actor now pushing gold coins or silver coins. I've been fighting this one for a long time. And we've had several cases over the past couple months where people have gone out. Their brokers have done a god-awful job for them. They listen to some commercial. And they go out and they think that all of a sudden they should put all of their money into gold or silver coins. Why? What do you plan on doing with those gold or silver coins? I just mentioned some television programs, but you might want to watch Walking Dead. They don't need gold and silver coins. They don't. Honestly, if that's what you think is going to happen, I mean, go buy bullets. Go get yourself some guns if that's what you believe. Come on, people. People don't even recognize. They have no idea. When you buy a gold coin, when you buy a silver coin, the moment you bought it, you've lost 25%. At least. At least 25% you've lost. Let me ask you a question. How do you think that would fly if I told you to put XYZ into your portfolio and I sold it to you? Okay, let's say I put XYZ in your portfolio at $100 a share. And you could turn around and sell it instantly for $75 a share. I would go to jail. That's called the spread. I would go to jail. Now, there hasn't been any change in the sale price. Okay, what they're selling it to you for, that's called the spread. In stocks, we call it the bid and the ask. I would go to jail. But it's okay to do with gold and silver. And they tell you to buy these stupid gold coins and these stupid silver coins. What is wrong with you people? I'm sorry, I don't want to get angry. I don't mean to be disrespectful. I don't mean to insult anybody. But come on already. They're trinkets. They're not an investment. If you want to buy one to give for your grandkids as a keep safe, but that's all it is. It's like buying a baseball card. You weren't going to take your entire $1 million portfolio and buy baseball cards with it, would you? It's the same thing. Anyway, people listen. If you've gotten caught up in this, we'll do the best we can to help you. And certain states have certain rules and laws where you can get out of the transaction within a certain period of time. We'll help walk you through that. Again, need help with that? Get in contact with us ASAP. Now, here's a story I wanted to touch on as well, too. This is something that I see all the time. Because, again, we at Murkowski Investments, we're trying to expand our businesses. And we always are looking. Certain advisors are looking to get out. And they look to sell their businesses. So we are always in acquisition mode. And we go in and we have to do our due diligence when we're looking at the firm we're about to acquire. And what I find is it's so disheartening. I mean, I get disgusted. I throw up in my mouth disgusted. There's been a couple points in time where I've gotten really close to punching people. I'm not going to... I felt like punching a guy that's like 25, 30 years older than me. I'm not kidding. I had to restrain myself. Why? Because all of a sudden, these advisors decide to break bad. That's right. They break him. Remember that scene in Breaking Bad where Jesse tells Walter White about, what were you Breaking Bad? Your school teacher. You're going to start selling meth? You get all of these advisors out now. They want to retire. They take their entire client base and they flip them into a variable annuity product so they can jam up huge commissions before they decide to retire and then try to sell their firm. What am I going to do with all these people? I can do nothing for them at that point. Nothing. They basically just screwed over their entire client base. special place in hell for these people. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Get there. Take advantage. Get all the help that you need. Consultations with our certified financial planners. Account repair kits. You name it. Watchdog.